Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Burnside. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pete Burnside. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to third for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Bowling scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Burnside covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trowbridge moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnside bunts towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Virgil moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling scores. Maxwell moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnside hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Burnside is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnside is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnside strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly pinch hits for John Sitoris. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.